Most of the nation's fourth graders are falling behind in math. That's according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, often called the nation's report card. It found that just 39% of fourth graders are proficient in math. That used to be the case at one school in rural Wisconsin. Winskill Elementary changed its approach to teaching math several years ago, and now nearly 80% of students there are at or above grade level. Corrine Hess from Wisconsin Public Radio visited the school to learn how it turned those numbers around.
So everybody know what a budget is?
It's a Tuesday morning, and fifth grade teacher Missy Spurley greets her students with a math problem.
Logan, what's the budget?
In this hypothetical scenario, teachers at the school went shopping and had lunch. The students need to figure out if the teachers stuck to their $60 budget.
Keep in mind, like, Mrs. Spurley bought four bottles of hand lotion for $3.78. So think about how you would figure out that total.
This word problem focuses on something students have been working on, decimals.
So that'd be a 5.
Huh?
What? Because 7 plus 7 is 14, 14 plus 1 is 15.
Gone are the days of sitting in rows and working on math worksheets. Groups of kids gather around whiteboards taller than them.
So I went over by 592.
And we didn't even add the lunch expense.
Oh, you haven't even added the lunch yet?
No.
No,
man.
We're going to do that last.
I did not do very good.
Sure. Spurley was not teaching this way a decade ago. She was teaching how she was taught, and she says she felt like she was failing her kids.
And then as I started learning more, I started realizing how there's just better ways of doing things.
When Principal Brad Sturmer arrived at the school nearly a decade ago, fewer than 50% of the students were proficient in math. That's close to the national average.
The research will tell you that kids that struggle at mathematics after third grade are likely going to struggle in mathematics for the long haul.
So he changed the way the school taught math, and the scores began rising. Now nearly 80% of the students at Winskill are either advanced or meeting expectations in math, according to state data. The secret to this? It's surprisingly simple.
It comes down to teaching the why behind mathematics, how things work, not just teaching tricks. That's a big mistake that people make.
No tricks, no memorizing formulas or multiplication tables. The students are shown how math works. They cut up a pizza to understand fractions or use a budget to understand decimals. It may take longer, but the students understand it better. Sturmer's a former math teacher, and he says this approach could work anywhere.
Are you guys on this course?
Yeah, but we're not done with her yet.
I got 68 and 8 cents.
In Missy Spurley's class, the whiteboards, the collaboration, getting the kids moving, this is all a way to engage kids with math.
I do a lot of collaboration. The kids, I don't do a lot of talking in my math class, just because the kids learn so well from each other.
Are you ready to check, or do you want to check with each other?
Check with each other.
Because I'm not giving you a clue.
And it's not just Spurley's classroom. All of the Winskill math teachers are on the same page about explaining the why and the how of math. And their lessons build on each other from grade to grade. By the time the children get to Missy Spurley's class, they can figure out a budget. Now Spurley is a master at her craft. Last year, she was one of 6 Wisconsin finalists for the Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. For NPR News in Lancaster, Wisconsin, this is Corrine Hess.